So then I just said, hey, why complicate things? You know exactly what you want. So why don't you just start acting on it? You know, I even did that thing from the interrogation scene in Basic Instinct just to make it way too obvious to misinterpret. And you know what this idiot did? Well, pretty close. He started talking about his stupid, fucking, unsexy pinball machine. Again! Can you believe some guys? Like, I literally spread my legs for him, and he just pretends like nothing even happened? Yeah, I know you've said that you're shy, and this is the first time you visited my place, and you said you like to take things slow, but still, you wouldn't react like that, right? Like, I know you're not ready for that kind of thing now, but you would at least acknowledge it, wouldn't you? That's a relief, at least. And yeah, I do bring up things like these to get a reaction from you. Well, I hope it doesn't seem unfair to you. But I love making shy guys like you blush. It's just so fun. I can totally see your eyes trying to find some place to rest. You know, some void that you can stare into just to keep your innocence. I have to make fun of you. You're just too much fun to toy with. Okay, then. But, you have to challenge me back. Well, why don't you just tell me something that you think will make me blush or make me uncomfortable? Come on, try me. Seriously, what's the worst thing that could happen? Precisely, which is nothing. I can tell you're holding on to some story, and now I need you to share it. Kind of fucked up? Okay, now you really have to tell me. I'm listening. Wow. Oh my. Fuck. That was not what I expected. So, did you really stay hard the whole time? Like, you were passed out for how long? For hours. And nothing during that time made you go soft. That is good. Not enough to make me uncomfortable, but maybe to... No, nothing. It's fascinating how the body can react like that. Nothing more. I'm kind of in the mood for another beer. Do you want one? Perfect. Drink up, sweet prince. No, nothing. Just that The body needs about 2 liters of liquid a day to keep functioning in an optimal way. So, could you tell me more about it? Did you feel yourself getting gradually harder as you lost your consciousness? Did you feel increasingly vulnerable? As you got weaker and weaker, did you feel less safe? Were you afraid of getting preyed upon? Getting deflowered by someone with bad intentions. Don't worry, baby. You're in such good hands with me. Come over here. Alright, let's just stand up together and just... Alright, stand up, yeah. I want to make you feel safe, baby. Gradually raise your trust for me, making it grow and swell rhythmically inside you. Kiss me more. Good boy. Good God. Finally. I thought I'd have to keep that little play up even longer. This is exactly what I need. A man's body ready to please me. And without any mentions of his fucking pinball machines. Look at that tent inside his pants. So tempting. God damn, it's even moving in little twitches. You know, you really brought this upon yourself, sweet prince. Oh, fuck. You're so warm in my hand. Oh, there's even some pre-cum at the tip. Let me just... lick it up. Get you nice and sloppy. For my hands. So slippery and so warm. Let me get it even wetter. Fuck, your blood just stays there in place for me. This is the kind of dick I need. Not attached to some man who can't even pick up on an obvious signal. Let me just start touching myself, too, while I put it in my mouth. Fuck. I needed this. Why does a dick like this have to be attached to a person anyway? That, if anything, is a crime against humanity. You should be thankful, you innocent, luscious boy. Thankful that I've set this perfect cock free. And now it gets to please me, just like it's always been meant to do. Fuck. I need it in my throat. Let me go deeper. God. If only his hands could push my head down even further. I guess I just have to do it myself. Fuck. I love slobbering all over this cock. I love gagging and choking on it. If only a man could be unconscious and fuck my face at the same time. God, why does drugging and raping a man have to be this complicated for a girl? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm close. Oh, he's still rock fucking hard. Oh, he's a keeper for sure. Oh, fuck. I'm really close. Let me just... Sit right down on you. Right as I... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I really needed that. Oh, fuck. You're not waking up, are you? Good, because when I come once, it always gets me hungry for more. Oh, fuck. Let me just start riding you with my pussy. Yeah, this is what a man's cock is for. Getting me all wet from having it in my throat and then just staying rock hard for me as I ride it as much as I want to. Fuck, it feels good to go all the way down on you. Let me just rub my clit. Don't you worry, sweet boy. You just sleep tight. And give me more of that dick. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, nothing beats the real thing after all. It doesn't matter if it's twice as big and can vibrate at 10 different speeds. A real cock. Oh, that's what my pussy needs. Oh, and you're gonna fucking give it to me. Oh, fuck, I can feel him getting closer, I think. Let me go faster. And harder. If only I could just keep you here, pastel on my floor forever. I wouldn't have to pretend to be interested in your life, or your personality, or your taste in old boring movies. Or your stupid fucking vintage speakers in your vinyl collection. Or your obsession with only buying t-shirts made of Egyptian cotton. Or your goddamn sourdough starters. And your minimalist art. Oh, fuck. I can feel you blow your load inside of me. Fuck. Okay. from your mouth. Ah, that's it. You're presentable and caring and would never, ever use anyone against their will. Fuck. I know, nothing. I'm just glad to see you are back and fully conscious again. Yeah, you're completely out for a bit there. It got quite scary, actually. Oh, lucky for you, I know the most effective CPR techniques, so I brought you back from the dead. That's right, you should thank me. After all, I saved your life. What? Your pants? Wetness? No, not a clue what you're talking about. Anyway, you'd better lay down a bit before you stand up. It's also gotten pretty late, so you should probably just head home once you're in shape to do it. Yeah, I know. Sorry you couldn't show me all those pictures of your speakers and your art collection. I do really like you, though. Do you feel like coming back here on Wednesday? Oh, that frustration I felt before. No, it's gone. Thanks for asking, though. Can you stand up? Perfect! I guess I just got some release from saving your life. Yeah, that's it. I'm just so glad that you can trust me and we can take this any pace you want to. It's so important to stay honest with each other. That's what makes dating you so much better. Okay. See you on Wednesday.